This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show
just for your listening pleasure.
I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us,
and I hope you had a great day.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two cards in my hand to clear the world. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always this stupid, or did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled
good night, everybody. How do you top that? No, seriously. How do you do better than that? I'm all choked up just listening to those young ladies. Yeah, no, I know. Yeah, some of the people, you know, you've heard that Independence Day, some of you refer to it as Barbecue Day. I get it. You know, I'm not there with you, but I get it. But Independence Day, all that patriotic stuff is just for Republicans. Have you heard that? I have many times that the left feels like we overdo it. We make too big of a deal out of it. And we're all caught up in the flag and all that patriotic stuff. No. Actually, what I'm caught up in is how great this country is, celebrating how great this country still is. As screwed up as it is, how it's still the greatest country on this planet. And I don't want to get extremely political, especially in this first hour. I want to talk about how great this country is. Some of you have given up already, right? You're looking around, you're trying to figure out what you're going to do, where you're going to hide your money, where you're going to hide your family. I can appreciate all of that. You know, I mean, everybody's got a right to believe and think and move as they wish. But you really got to give some thought to our founding fathers were willing to fight for this place. They were willing to give up life, property, family. Are you? I'm not getting nuts on you. I'm just asking. And we're going to get a story from Mike Ferris. He's written a book called The Star-Spangled Banner. How it became, or how it came to be, our national anthem. It's quite an interesting story. I learned a lot from him. He'll be up right after the break. Throughout the hours that we're on, I am concerned about a couple of things. I'm concerned about history. I'm concerned that we're not teaching our children history properly. I'm concerned that they don't really know what it took for this country to come together. And just because it happened a couple hundred years ago doesn't mean that we that those principles don't apply today. They all apply today. Yeah, even you guys that think they don't, that the Constitution is outdated. Some of you even say, we don't own the land. We stole it to begin with. We should give it back. What a bunch of thieves we are. So Bill Whittle, who's a friend of mine, been on the show a couple of times, did a piece a while back when they were saying, when a bunch of Hispanic groups were saying that we should give back Texas to Mexico. So Bill has laid out a history lesson that I think we could all learn from. No, seriously. You can't argue this point.
You see, America wouldn't return Texas to Mexico. We would return it to the Confederacy. We took it by force and therefore illegally, according to this logic. But, obviously, the Confederacy is gone. So we should then have to return it to its rightful owners, which is the Republic of Texas. The Texans would then have to give it back to Mexico since they took it from them by force. So Mexico has it. But then, of course, La Raza, being people of integrity, will demonstrate in the streets in order to give Texas back to Spain, since the Mexicans took it from them by force. Spain will then have to give it back to France, naturally enough, since Spain took it from France by force, and the French can just hand it right back, since they took it from Spain by force to begin with. So Lubbock belongs to Spain, who took it by force from the Comanches. Give Texas to the Comanches, then. We've got it solved. Only the Comanches took it by force from the Apaches. The province of Texas gets a little dicey here, since no one knew how to write before that time. But we do know that the Apaches pinched this land from the ancient Pueblo people, who hijacked it from the First View people, who captured it from the Plainview people, who conquered it from the Folsom people, who snatched it from Clovis Man, who arrived on what is now downtown Lubbock, Texas, USA, about 11,000 years ago. Now, since all of these owners took that patch of land more or less by force, no one owner is in any position of moral superiority. Yes, it was taken from them, but they took it from someone else. There are only two people on that timeline with a unique claim. The people who had it first, Clovis Man, and the people who have it now, us, America.
How do you argue with logic like that? You can't. Look, I'm done with the crazies. I am not going to let this stuff slide by. Listen, on the way out here from the first segment, just bask in the beauty of the song. I think you ought to take a listen.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740.
800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
We are back, and you're listening to The Real Side, the 4th of July, a barbecue day in the country. Most people don't even know what the 4th of July is about. We'll deal with that later on in the show. But I've asked Mark Farish to join me today because apparently he's got the inside track on the Star Spangled Banner and what's going on. Mark, thanks for being with me today. I appreciate your time with me.
Thanks for having me.
I want to thank you for bringing that up to me. That was like one of those bad dates that you can't get out of your mind for your whole life. And now I've seen her sing that, and I'm pretty much done for at this point.
A lot of people talk to me about it. When I say I wrote the book about the history of the Star Spangled Banner, they either say, I'd rather have America the Beautiful as the anthem, I can't sing the banner, and, hey, Roseanne Barr.
Yeah, if they let her sing it, man, I'm in. You know what I'm saying? So you've got some special insight on the Star Spangled Banner, or what's known as our national anthem here. Tell me a little bit about it, will you?
It's got a 200-year history. I contend it's the most controversial and most misunderstood song in U.S. history. I set about to determine a few things. One, why did this song of all the candidates become the national anthem? It took 117 years from the time Francis Scott Key wrote it in 1814 until Congress made it the anthem in 1931. And so I wondered what took so long. I also wondered why in 1931 did Congress make that decision? And I knew that there was a whiff of controversy with Jimi Hendrix, so I thought I had all the ingredients for a really great story, and as I peeled the layers of the onion, I found a lot of other dynamite material. I had no idea, for example, that Shakespeare used the word Star and Spangled in two of his plays. So when I saw that, I figured it was dynamite.
Well, the question of the day, what in God's creation is a rampart?
It's the fort. It's Fort McHenry in the harbor of Baltimore.
Okay. All right. Because, you know, people take the words out of some of these songs, right? And they don't really know how it, tell people when it was written, what was going on when it was written.
It is an old-fashioned song, and it harkens back to one of those forgotten wars. We have a lot of them, but I think the War of 1812 qualifies as a forgotten war. But you have to understand that this was called the Second American Revolution, and the British had just burned down the public buildings in Washington. They wanted to take some vengeance on the Chesapeake Bay during the War of 1812, and they started to set their sights on Baltimore. They had a real problem with Baltimore because there were a bunch of privateers who would go out and raid British ships, about 500, and they wanted to teach Baltimore a lesson, so they burned Washington down, and then they moved on Baltimore. What happened very briefly is that during the retreat from Washington, a bunch of stragglers from the British Navy and Army started marauding in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, and the most prominent citizen, Dr. Beans, was captured and brought aboard a British ship. So he would have ended up in Halifax and probably been hanged, but Francis Scott Key and another gentleman went out. They sailed from Baltimore out to the big British warship that had the general that was going to lead a land march on Baltimore, and the admiral who was going to lead the naval bombardment of Baltimore. And they convinced them, the British, to let Key, the other agent, Skinner, and Dr. Beans go only after the battle occurred. So when Key wrote the song, he was behind enemy lines in a ship somewhere several miles from Fort McHenry with a front row seat of the bombardment of Fort McHenry. And it was pretty frightening because if they lobbed about 1,500 bombs on Fort McHenry in the middle of the night, as depicted in the song, and Key could see that the flag was there, but he didn't know if anyone was alive to drag it down, because if any of these shells had hit the gunpowder magazine, the place would have blown to smithereens. And he had no idea what was going on in Baltimore. The land effort was thwarted, so it came down to the naval bombardment that Francis Scott Key watched. And then in the morning, he saw the flag was there, and what happened was they pulled down the flag, which was the storm flag. It was not as big as the Star-Spangled Banner that is now in the Smithsonian, hanging in the National Museum of American History. And then when they raised that huge banner, which is, it used to be 42 by 36, I think. I forget the proportion, but it was like a massive flag, six stories high. The band played Yankee Doodle, and Key knew that we had won that battle of Baltimore.
And most of us only hear or heard sung. Isn't there more to this song than we normally hear?
There are four verses. The first verse ends on a question. So to just, you know, take the whole song on the first verse, it's completely unresolved. He resolves the question in the second verse. The third verse is he takes a bit of a swipe at the British. And later on in the song's history, when the British became our friend, which is a crazy irony in history, we fought two wars against them, and then all of a sudden when Japan and Germany rise, they jump into bed with us, and we're like inseparable allies.
Right.
So when we became close to England, that third verse, a lot of people insisted on dropping it from textbooks to honor our British allies. But a lot of Irish nationalists at the time, because the battle over Ireland and Irish independence was heating up, they passed legislation that insisted that all four verses always be sung and printed. Not so much for patriotic reasons, but just to kind of
poke them in the face. Yeah,
stick a finger in their eye.
Okay, so you say how many different songs were up for becoming the our national anthem?
Songs that really were viable for the national anthem in the 1800s, there were five.
Oh,
Yankee
five.
Doodle.
Wow.
It's
Yankee Doodle. Really?
When the big flag was hoisted over Fort McHenry, the band played Yankee Doodle. That was the song of the revolution. That kind of was our battle song, if you will.
Right.
And then there was Hail Columbia, which nobody took Yankee to your point. no one really took Yankee Doodle seriously.
Right.
Even though it has the history. But as a song, obviously, it's a little bit strange.
Yeah.
The next song, and if it weren't for the Star Spangled Banner, I contend that this song would have been our national anthem, is Hail Columbia. Nobody has ever heard it or knows about it. But right now, Hail Columbia is to the vice president what Hail to the Chief is to the president.
Interesting.
It's the ceremonial entrance march.
Okay.
And it's stilted and old-fashioned, just like the Star Spangled Banner, but what gave that a little bit of an edge is that two Americans wrote it. Now, the Star Spangled Banner has a melody that came from England, and Key wrote his own original words to that melody, so it's kind of a half-American song.
You said there were five songs. Why this one? What finally drove this one to be the song?
It is a better song, frankly. The other songs are flawed. Yankee Doodle is flawed. My Country Tis of Thee takes the melody from the actual English national anthem, God Save the Queen.
Oh, that's right.
Hail Columbia is very stilted. Columbia, the Gem of the Ocean is a great song, but Hail Columbia came earlier and it had more popularity. But the Star Spangled Banner was instantly popular. I kind of claim it's the de facto anthem from the time of its writing because it spread really quickly and it was always listed in every patriotic songster that was issued in the 1800s. It was the de facto anthem. And I contend that it's because of the flag. You know, it's Hail Columbia. Does anyone know what Columbia is?
That's a university now. But anyway, listen, we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute.
Sure thing.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side, Not the Right Side, Not the Wrong Side. Hey, get your history books out and ask you some questions on the Star Spangled Banner. Some of you don't even know what that is. We'll be right back.
My eyes have seen the glory of the
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A magnitude 6.4 earthquake hit Southern California. But first, President Trump speaks at the July 4th celebration at the Lincoln Memorial.
It was the SEALs who stand ready to bring righteous retribution in mountain, jungle, desert to those who do us harm. America's sailors are not born. They are forged by the sea.
Our other top story on USA Radio News, a magnitude 6.4 earthquake hits near the city of Ridgecrest, 150 miles northeast of Los Angeles. David Witt, fire chief in Kern County.
We have multiple injuries. We've had two house fires. We've had small vegetation fires, power lines down, gas leaks, the associated events that take place after you have a large earthquake.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for your listening pleasure. I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us, and I hope you had a great day.
Well, the eagle's been flying slow, and the flag's been flying low, and a lot of people saying that America's fixing to fall. But speaking just for me, and some people from Tennessee, we got a thing or two to tell you all. This lady may have stumbled, but she ain't never failed. And if the Russians don't believe that, they can all go straight to hell. We're gonna put her feet back on the path of righteousness and then God bless America again.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side, not the right side, not the wrong side, but The Real Side. I so much appreciate the time you're spending with me today on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation with the 4th of July coming up, Independence Day. I know many of you don't even know what that means. Most of you think it's barbecue day. We're going to play some clips from people who really don't know what the day is, when we got our independence, who we got it from. It's just amazing they even know they're in the United States, I got to tell you. So take a listen. Tell me if you know who this is. Mark Ferris is on the line with me, and Mark wrote a book called The Star-Spangled Banner, The Unlikely Story of the American National Anthem. And, Mark, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
You know, you're making my mind go crazy here, because I'm thinking I may take Roseanne's version of this and take Whitney Houston's version of this and kind of mix the different words, right, a sentence each. And see, how do you think that'll sound, right? You think you're on a bad LSD trip at that point. I don't know. I want to get back to a lot of interesting things about the Star-Spangled Banner that people don't know. I only found out, look, I'm like 90 years old, and I only found out recently that there's four verses to the song, and I don't mean recently today, within the last 10 years, because I remember people saying things about it, but I never really heard it. I never heard it in its entirety, and never really believed anybody. I thought that maybe the song had been just, if you pardon the term, bastardized over the years, and that really weren't getting the right thing. There's some call to make America the Beautiful the real national anthem or the right national anthem for us. Why should it or should it not be?
I say no. It does not have a history. It doesn't have the original melody that I love. I love the Star-Spangled Banner. And it doesn't have the historical gravitas. America the Beautiful was written by an English professor in 1893 as a poem. And for years, she kept tinkering with the words to make them flow better, and there was a drive to find music that matched up to the words. And it took a long time to find something suitable. The melody that we know now was called Materna, and it was written by an organist, a church organist in Newark, New Jersey, and it was put together by a reverend in Minneapolis, in Minnesota. So even though it fits and we sing it today, the woman who wrote America the Beautiful did not consider that to be the best melody. So even when she died in 1929, they were still looking for a suitable melody for the words, and it wasn't settled. She never promoted the song, so there were people who did. So while Congress was debating what song should be the national anthem in the 1920s, America the Beautiful was number two. Hail Columbia had fallen out of favor, but it just, nobody took it seriously because it just does not have the history that the Star-Spangled Banner does. The Star-Spangled Banner, as I mentioned, has been popular pretty much since it was written in 1814, and the America the Beautiful can't really dislodge it. When you had pacifists in the 1960s and people thought that the Star-Spangled Banner was militant, which it is not, actually, but people said, oh, you know, it celebrates bombs bursting in air and rockets' red glare, there were calls to put America the Beautiful in. But also God Bless America, a lot of people thought that that should be an anthem, the anthem as well. So you had opponents of the Star-Spangled Banner uncertain of which one should it be. So they're fighting over what's the best alternative. So I don't think there's any way that the Star-Spangled Banner will ever be removed. Although if you look at what's happening with the Confederate flag and or maybe what might happen with the Stars and Stripes, I mean, it's not inconceivable. Countries have changed the national anthems all the time. Would the Star-Spangled Banner be swapped out? I doubt it, but, you know, stranger things have happened.
Yeah, we're creatures of habit. I would hope people keep fighting this because, you know, there's nothing wrong with history. There's nothing wrong with the way this country came to being. And to your words that some of the pacifists of the 60s said the song talked about war, it, you know, you don't erase it by not talking about it. And it seems to be that's the movement today is if we shy away from it, we don't talk about it, we don't keep it up in our memory, it'll go away. You know, I'll tell you what, it never goes away, if you know what I mean.
True. One thing, though, that is a fact is that Francis Scott Key did own slaves, and his entire family sympathized with the South during the Civil War. In fact, his grandson had been imprisoned in Fort McHenry when Lincoln clamped down on Baltimore and Maryland. Maryland was the quintessential house divided. It was almost split 50-50, pro-South, pro-North. So to ensure that the Maryland legislature would vote to join with the North, Lincoln jailed tons of pro-South leaders, and one of them was Francis Scott Key's grandson,
wow,
who they threw in Fort McHenry, irony of ironies.
Wow.
And for an even greater irony, Key, the slave-owning Southerner whose family backed the South during the Civil War, his creation was North, and the anthem of the South was, of course, Dixie, which was written by an anti-slavery Northerner.
That's hilarious. So when people were thoroughly confused back then, right?
They didn't know what the heck they were doing. I mean, Dixie is... the words are nonsense because it was written for the minstrel stage.
Oh, wow. See, we're learning... I tell you, people, when you tune in, you'll learn something. I never know what, but you'll learn. At least you'll learn something, right? So, you know, this song is endeared in our hearts. It's in our history. It's what we believe to be the right song for the country. You said a minute ago based on normality, you don't see us replacing the song at any given point in time. But, you know, what we've seen with the Confederate flag, what you're hearing some calls for the American flag to be revisited, and a lot of other things. You know, you brought up the point about slavery. There's actually a movement out there to remove the statues of the George Washingtons and the Jeffersons of the world because they owned slaves. And I'm telling people, do your homework. They didn't all own slaves because they agreed or sympathized with the fact that you or believed in the fact that you could own people. Some of them had the slaves when they started to turn, and they had a turn of thought too. But they knew if they released them, simply let them go, there could have been a worse fate for them out there. And George Washington, when you read about his household, what was going on there, I wasn't there. I can only go by what I read. But he treated his slaves, quote-unquote, people, very well, almost like family members. And I've read that in more than one place, and no, not on right-leaning blogs either.
My understanding is that, yes, he was a mild owner, but it really depended, in a way, on the owner. There are many harsh odors. I mean, slavery was absolutely just a brutal practice, just horrible.
Well, yeah, let's be clear. I'm not condoning it. I am simply saying
that. We're not the only country that had it, and guess what? It's still going on, but not here.
Yeah, well, yeah. Except that now we have sex slavery, which, I mean...
It's horrible.
Young girls, young women, yeah, it is. I can't even imagine being caught up in something like that. Hey, Mark, tell people a little bit, where can I get your book? Maybe there's a website where you blog or you talk about things. Tell them where they can find out more about Mark Ferris.
Certainly, the book is at Amazon. There's a little bit more information on the Johns Hopkins University Press website. I do have a website called thebannerbook.com, and I have a Facebook page if you look for The Banner Book.
I learned a lot today. Appreciate you being on the show. We'll have you back. I mean, I like talking about this stuff, and we need to talk about it more because when it comes to history, we've dumbed it down to the point where people know bits and pieces, and even those bits and pieces aren't quite right. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side, not the right side, not the wrong side, but The Real Side. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. A lot more lunacy about the Independence Day, the 4th of July. Well, barbecue day for some of you, obviously. We'll be back in a minute.
Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Little old teacher, Mr. Lasswell was his name. Mr. Lasswell, and he says, I've been listening to you boys and girls recite the Pledge of Allegiance all semester, and it seems as though it's becoming monotonous to you. If I may I recite it and try to explain to you the meaning of each word? I. Me. An individual, a committee of one. Pledge. Dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love and my devotion. To the flag, our standard, O glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect. Because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United. That means that we have all come together. States. Individual communities that have united into 48 great states. 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose. And that's love for country. And to the Republic. Republic. A state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people. And it's from the people to the leaders. Not from the leaders to the people. For which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats,
fear or some sort of retaliation. And justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all, which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance: under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer, and that would be eliminated from schools too?
Be here with me today. We are celebrating Barbecue Day. Now you know that's not what I mean. I have a lot of fun with that because later on you're going to hear a bunch of people, Americans, American citizens, who think it's National Barbecue Day because they have no clue as to what it is that we're celebrating. It infuriates me.
It's just like, dude, it's just another day off, you know what I'm saying? I don't keep up with all the government stuff.
That's what I heard over and over and over again. I wanted to pop an eyeball. That's how upset I was. Yeah, and then I realized you can't fix stupid. My dad used to say, there's a whole world out there past your elbows, Joe. Right? Get out of your little world. There's a whole world out there. And the America that he knew, you know, I talked to some of the older folks, and it's okay to do that, by the way. You guys are so much into technology. You're so much into, Apple and having the watch and having the iPhone and the iPad and the eye this and the eye that and the eye headache. And you let those things run your life. And the important stuff, looking somebody in the eye and having a conversation with them, that's gone. And I know, the guys on the left are going to say it's the guys on the right, and the guys on the right are going to say the guys on the left. I got to tell you something. When you look up at some of the stuff that I put up on Facebook and other places, and I listen to what people have to say, I'm sorry, equality to the left in most cases means as long as you agree with me, then we're equal. Anything less than that, and you're not, and you're a hater. You're a phober. That's my word, by the way. I don't get any of it. So in the second hour, I've got a whole bunch of stuff. I'm hoping that Edward Woodson will join me to discuss a piece that he did. And you know, the piece is he went out in the parking lots and he talked to people about what the 4th of July was about, what was Independence Day. And then we're also going to do a couple of clips from Mark Dice. And I don't agree, the guy's got some stuff going on, but I don't agree with everything he puts up. But when he goes to the beaches in California, and he reaches to a variety of people, young people, older people, to ask them about the day, what are they celebrating, what are they doing, why do they have the day off, what do they do at the beach, what is Independence Day, what is Veterans Day, what's Memorial Day, and he does them all, but the Independence Day ones just floor me. People do not know who we got our independence from. And all through the hours tonight, we're going to be doing patriotic songs, patriotic clips. You don't want to miss any of it. If you can't stay up that late, go pull it down, on an iPod, iPad, whatever you use. And let's do that. But I don't want you to miss much. I mean it's not going to be a politicized night. It's not a political night. We're going to talk about and celebrate the birth of this great nation. The sacrifices our founding fathers made for you and me to be able to be the morons that we are today. to do the stupid things that we do to not really understand freedom. Seriously, it's infuriating. And maybe this will put you in a good mood for the next hour.
Let me take you out on something that'll get your heart pumping.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Hope you had a great 4th of July, great Independence Day, great America's birthday. Do me a favor, sit the young ones down, anybody to listen to you, and remind them truly what this day was all about. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Hope you didn't burn anything up. You've been listening to The Real Side with Joe Messina.